everyone.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
I'm doing really well. Yeah.
The last time that I recorded with Faye, I showed her my glasses that I had just got. Mm-hmm. And I've since returned them.
Oh, man.
But today I went and picked out some new ones from an actual eyeglass place.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are they beautiful?
I think so. So in 7 to 10 business days, you should get them. And I'll surprise you.
Yay.
During a recording again, maybe.
I love it.
This audio recording.
We'll have to describe it in detail.
I'm really excited, though.
I got new glasses, too.
Why didn't you wear them?
I don't like wearing glasses.
They're so cute.
Yeah, they're...
When do you have to wear them, then?
At night.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes during the day if I don't feel like putting contacts in. I don't like leaving the house in them because they get dirty and it stresses me out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I paid extra for, like, these really good lenses, and I didn't put any stuff on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can put anti-glare and blah blah blah, because I told her specifically, is like, my baby's gonna grab these, which ones don't leave fingerprints as much. And she was like, I got you, girl.
Smart.
Yeah. Do you wear glasses ever, Tay?
I used to, and then I had contacts for a long time, as you probably remember. I had those colored contacts in high school, like high school.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did too. I had blue.
Yeah, I did the blue too. I actually have pictures. I'm on the Eiffel Tower wearing the blue ones. Yeah,
We were really twins.
I had like the really dark, like ocean blue color.
Yeah, I remember.
But then I had LASIK surgery like 5 years ago, and ever since then, I have not had to wear any kind of contacts or.
Would you recommend it? I've been thinking about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I do. Hear a lot of horror stories.
No. Don't be afraid, because honestly, it was so quick. It lasted maybe 10 minutes. And I was awake the whole time. It was a fast surgery. It was really quick. The only thing that was kind of like annoying was the fact that you had to, it took a while for it to fully kick in. Mm-hmm. And for the first like 24 to 48 hours, I had to wear like these like lenses to cover the sunlight. And then for like a few like weeks to like a couple of months, I remember you had to be careful not to get anything in your eye for the first like few days. You couldn't take like showers. You had to take like baths, you know, like it was just kind of like a little bit. But honestly, ever since then, I am so glad I did it. I'm so happy I did that.
Thinking about it.
It's so much. It's so much nicer to wake up with without needing to put your contacts in before you can see anything. And I would definitely recommend it. It is a little bit pricey, and you also have to like have a like your prescription cannot change for, I think they said, like 2 to 3 years. It has to stay the same.
Oh.
If it continually goes down,
can't be me then.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it still
drastically?
Does it really? They want it to hold steady, because they say that if it's keeping steady, then when you have it done, it's not wasted when you have to, like, you know,
keep
like,
yeah,
yeah,
because
mm-hmm.
You only really want to do it once. I mean, it's a short procedure, but it's something that I don't think you want to have done many, many times.
Yeah. Michael had it done in the military.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he happy that he did?
Yeah, but he said he has astigmatism, and he's noticing that it's like slightly starting to come back. So he might go see the doctor and see if there's something, maybe while he's driving. He said he mostly notices it at night with the
glares,
like oncoming traffic.
Yeah, when you have I see it too, and the doctor did warn me about it. And when I'm driving at night, yes, they have the slight glare where the lights kind of like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like it just
like bleed.
Yeah, they bleed a little. Yeah, and that's normal. He told me that's likely to happen for those who have it done, but it's so much better than wearing contacts, in my opinion. So
My vision is so, like, the prescription that I need is so low that I don't, like, need to wear glasses.
My lenses are, like, that thick.
Oh, my God.
They make my eyes look so tiny. Sad.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Happy Fears and Fridays, everybody. We are on Holy Gossip Girls. I'm KC.
I'm Faye.
And I'm Tay.
Hey.
All right. Do you guys... Oh, what are you drinking?
I am continuing to drink a mango chili truly.
I am drinking a watermelon lemonade, truly.
And you?
I'm halfway through my vodka. Just kidding. It's just water. But it tastes really good. So, yeah. It's a good year. It's a good year. Anyway.
Aged water. Aged.
Oh my God. It's like a fine wine. Yeah.
What do you have for us this week?
I'm going to tell you about an urban legend.
Yes.
That may have some truth to it.
As Ooh. They often do.
As they always do.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is the Bunny Man.
The Bunny Man?
Have you heard of him?
No.
I actually have not.
Is it similar to the Easter Bunny?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
All right. The Bunny Man is an urban legend that originated from two incidents in Fairfax County, Virginia in 1970, but has spread throughout the Washington, D.C. and Maryland areas. The legend has many variations. Most involve a man wearing a rabbit costume who attacks people with an axe or hatchet.
Jesus.
Okay.
Most of the stories occur around Colchester Overpass, a southern railway overpass spanning Colchester Road near Clifton, Virginia, sometimes referred to as Bunny Man Bridge.
So it was named after him?
No, they just call it that.
Oh, they called? Oh.
They say, hey, that's Bunny Man Bridge. Don't go there.
And then people would go there as like a dare.
Yeah.
Of course.
I swear I saw him. He had an axe or hatchet.
Naturally, yes. Oops.
That's okay.
Calm yourself.
Sorry. I got excited about the Bunny Man. This is exciting.
Did they say, have you said a year yet?
It started in 1970.
Oh, darn, that messes up my theory. What? I was going to say, maybe people saw Donnie Darko.
Oh.
I was just thinking or the Gummo. Same thing, too. I was like, This kind of reminds me of, that movie.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or what did you say?
Gummo.
What is that?
It's the worst movie. It's Gummo. Horrible.
Really? Worse, yeah. Worse than the movie we're about to review?
Absolutely.
Oh.
It's disgusting. I can't even think about it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Moving on. Okay. Google Gummo, everybody.
Or don't.
Versions of the legend vary in the Bunny Man's name, motives, weapons, victims, descriptions of the bunny costume or lack thereof, and sometimes even his possible death.
Oh.
In some accounts, victims' bodies are mutilated, and in some variations, the Bunny Man's ghost is said to come out of his place of death each year on Halloween to commemorate his passing. Wow. As you do, come out, celebrate your death.
Naturally.
I mean, why not?
Hell yeah, I died here. Wait,
I thought you said that there were only a couple of victims. How many victims were there?
Well, it was like a thing that like grew and grew. And
oh,
grew,
I see. So,
everyone. My grandpa, I swear to God, my grandpa was killed by Bunny Man. Mm. Should have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Fairfax County Public Library historian this is a long sentence, I'm sorry. Fairfax County Public Library historian archivist Brian A. Conley extensively researched the Bunny Man legend. He has located two incidents of a man in a rabbit costume threatening people with an axe.
Of course.
Jeez. Yeah, why not? I mean, I bet every costume you can think of has a guy carrying a weapon.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, that'd be kind of scary to see in the middle of the night, just seeing some costume walking around with an axe.
The clowns thing?
The clown epidemic.
I do remember that. It only lived like for like a year, but it was over pretty quick.
You saw one.
You saw one?
Yeah. Did I ever tell you? Okay, so it was right before Michael and I got married, like right before, because we were at my parents' house and we went to the park at night. We were like drinking. We were like, let's go for a walk. So went to the park and we were swinging on the swings and we were talking about like life stuff. We're like, if we get married, do we want kids? Let's talk about where we're going to live. Let's talk about life insurance, like all the nitty gritty stuff you talk about whenever you're about to marry a stranger.
On a swing set, yeah.
On a swing set. And your childhood swing set, right? Mm. And it was like nighttime. Mm-hmm. And you guys have been there, right? The park by my parents' house. We call it the Hidden Park.
Yes.
And so we were on the swing set and then like there's like a soccer field over here. And it was like all the way on the other end. We saw him walking and he was walking and it was nighttime, midnight, and he was walking up And Michael, of course, sees him, and I can't because I'm fucking blind, as we just discussed. And he's like, oh, there's somebody over there. And then I look, and he's just walking so slow.
Oh, my God.
And Michael's like, oh, he's wearing a clown. Okay, we're out of here. And we literally ran back.
Really?
Like, I'm not fucking around with that.
You ruined that guy's night. He's like, oh, good, people, I could scare him. You just took off. He's like, well, now I'm in a clown costume and there's nothing to do.
I mean, that was around the time people were like literally getting like knifed.
Yeah.
Were they really? Yeah. I remember there being a lot of stories, but I don't remember anybody dying from a guy in a clown costume.
I'm not sure if anyone actually died, but people did get stabbed.
Jeez.
Yeah. Crazy. And I'm like, I'm not trying to what die.
What's wrong with people?
I'm not trying to die tonight.
I think you made the right choice. You have no idea what that clown could have been, you know, carrying.
Yeah.
Might have been a bunch of tissues, maybe, or a flower with some water in it. God forbid. Oh, God, I'm glad you're okay.
Like squirts out asses.
Dang, that's a good story. Anyway.
Do you want to take a break here and then come back?
Yes, we'll be right back.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Back.
Hello.
Back
okay.
Again.
So of the incidents, the first was reported on the evening of October 19th, 1970 by U.S. Air Force Academy cadet Robert Bennett and his fiance, who were visiting relatives on Guinea Road in Burke.
Guinea Road. Like Papua New Guinea?
Like guinea pig.
Like guinea pig?
Yeah. Aww. Oh, guinea pig road.
Guinea pig road. Aww. And there's a bunny.
There's a bunny hopping down the bunny trail.
Around midnight, while returning from a football game, it's a late football game, they reportedly parked their car in a field on Guinea Road to visit an uncle who lived across the street from where the car was parked.
At midnight?
At midnight. Uncles be staying up late.
Yeah.
That's weird.
As they sat in the front seat with the motor running, they noticed something moving outside the rear window. Moments later, the front passenger window was smashed, and there was a white-clad figure standing near the broken window.
Yikes.
Bennett turned the car around while the man screamed to them about trespassing, including, "You're on private property, and I have your tag number." As they drove down the road, the couple discovered a hatchet on the car floor.
Hmm. Whoa.
Yeah.
Huh. How did a hatchet get into the car floor without...
He must have, like, smashed, dropped it.
Yeah, but, like, without touching any of them? I feel like if you're... Because you said it was the passenger door, right?
Yes.
Or whatever. Unless he's put it... Yeah, if you're throwing a hatchet through a window and there's somebody sitting there, it's going to fucking hit them.
Oh, absolutely.
True. So...
I don't know.
My theory for this specific sighting... is that they stopped to do the hanky-panky,
mm-hmm.
and her heel bashed out the window on accident. And
so they went and bought a hatchet real quick?
And they just came up with this whole story. Because because they were betrothed, or about to be.
Yeah.
But not yet.
Huh.
When the police requested a description of the man, Bennett insisted he was wearing a white suit with long bunny ears. However, Bennett's fiance said that the assailant did not have bunny ears, but was wearing a capirote of some sort. That's like the Catholics wear, like, that big pointy thing.
Oh, so it was a KKK.
Oh my gosh.
Well, similar, but
I mean,
religious.
White suit.
Yeah.
With a point on the, yeah, on the
they,
top.
They both remembered seeing his face clearly, but in the darkness, they could not determine his race. Probably white.
Definitely.
The police returned the hatchet to Bennett after examination. I don't know why. Huh. Here's the thing that almost killed you. Enjoy.
Oh, the 70s.
Good times.
The second reported sighting occurred on the evening of October 29th, 1970. So just a few days after the first one.
Uh-huh.
When construction security guard Paul Phillips approached a man standing on the corner of an unfinished home in Kings Park West on Guinea Road, He'd be living here then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Philip said the man was wearing a gray, black, and white bunny costume and was about 20 years old, 5 feet 8 inches, short king, and weighed about 175 pounds.
How can you tell the age if he's wearing a fucking full-on costume?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, that's... I don't know how they got that, because if you can only see the, you know, the face itself,
body shape,
it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Especially with it happening so quick. It's odd.
The man began chopping at a porch post with the long-handled axe, saying, "You are trespassing. If you come any closer, I'll chop off your head."
Jeez.
Nice.
The Fairfax County Police opened investigations into both incidents, but both were eventually closed for lack of evidence. In the weeks following the incidents, more than 50 people contacted the police claiming to have seen Bunny Man. Several newspapers, including the Washington Post, reported that the Bunny Man had eaten a man's runaway cat.
Oh my gosh.
So here are all the articles that mentioned the incident. There's four of them.
Okay.
Man in bunny suit saw in Fairfax, October 22nd, 1970. The rabbit reappears, October 31st, 1970.
I love that.
Bunny man seen, November 4th, 1970. Bunny reports are multiplying, November 6th, 1970. my source was Wikipedia.
Wow.
You know what's messed up about that, too, is that when this occurs, then it starts to bring everyone out of the woodworks,
yeah,
who wants to like have a piece of it. Uh-huh. But in all actuality, there are only a handful of stories that are probably true.
Mm-hmm.
But it just makes it even worse, because those true incidents become just buried under the massive amounts of people who just want attention and want to be a part of the story, saying, "Oh, I saw one too." And that mm-hmm. sucks, because now we'll never really know, because mm-hmm. people decided to make a big deal out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah.
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 Yeah. It does suck. I think that happens a lot. People want in on the action. Like, "No, I swear to God, I saw it too, you guys. He chopped my head off."
And it was just him walking under a short awning or something.
Yeah.
And
he did it himself. I am decapitated. Can't you tell?
Or it was just a cat and they got confused thinking it, or maybe it was an actual rabbit and they got confused thinking it was a human rabbit.
A rabbit.
Look at that short little thing over there. Is that a 5'8" man?
It is now. Tell the press.
It is now.
It's eating my grass. Tell the press.
It ate my cat.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
Well, thank you.
Yes, yeah, thank you. That,
like,
was
that.
A
that was cute.
Creepy. I would say that was a creepy story. I mean, to actually think about, like, you put yourself in that position of seeing something in the middle of the night, like you did,
mm-hmm.
and I would be like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Like, your story about being in the middle of the park. I should have said Casey. but that's terrifying. I mean, I don't know what I would do. That's just, you know, luckily you weren't alone.
Oh my God.
Just imagine if you were alone and seeing that. Ugh.
I would never be alone in the park in the middle of the night.
I almost got murdered at the park once. I still swear to this day.
Who tried to murder
you? Are you going to elaborate?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No.
Okay, my brother was little and I used to take him to that park by my house all the time. And there was this man with a giant dog just standing there staring at us.
Ugh.
And we had walked there. So I was like, texting my mom, like, come get us, but she wasn't like looking at her phone, so mm-hmm. then he just kept coming closer and closer.
Yikes.
And eventually I called her and I was like, "Yeah, we're ready, come get us." And then she parked and we ran to the car.
Oh my God,
I swear he's gonna murder me. He probably wasn't, but
you
my brain says
tooketh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was very scary.
Wow. Yeah, it'd be hard. I mean, I know, like, white men in this world have it pretty easy, but like, they really can't linger around children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of have to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
You can't lollygag.
You can't. You got to look at the sidewalk and walk your fucking dog.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I saw this TikTok, I think, and it was like, yeah, men don't know how to guess ages on little children because as soon as they do, they're fucking creepy.
It's true. That's a 12-year-old. I can tell.
Yeah, right. But if a woman said that, they'd be like, yeah, obviously.
Right, actually, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You probably have one.
Oh, your little 12-year-old is so cute. Nope, you've already passed the line there. Don't say that.
Exactly. Poor white men.
Poor white men. They have nothing.
Thanks.
Of all the things that are like minority about Ute,
I know.
It's the white male.
It's the white man. It's not, yeah, it's not anything else. It's
nope. That,
Next time you make me mad, I'm going to say your white male is showing.
Ew.
Yeah, and saying it like that makes me sound like I'm exposed down there. Don't say, then I don't, I feel like I'm flashing you. Don't say
that. But you never make me mad, so it's not going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Aww. Well, follow us on social media. We are Unholy Gossip Girls on Facebook and Instagram, at Girls Unholy on Twitter. Follow us. He's just said that. Check out our merch. Email us. If you saw a clown 10 years ago and 7 years ago? When was that? 7 years ago?
I can't remember the exact time frame that was. Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Or if you also like bunnies, at unholygossipgirls@gmail.com. And we'll see you guys in a couple days for a really fun bonus episode where we review the movie Zombies. So go ahead and watch that.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
It's great. We loved it.
Yep.
Spoiler alert, we loved the movie.
Spoiler alert. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.